Theodore noticed an old house that stood between two magnificent buildings. One day he saw a woman's hand in one of the upper windows. He decides to ask the owner of the bakery about it, who informs him that the house belongs to Countess von S. Contrary to Theodore's opinion that the house is empty, he learns that an old caretaker, the former valet of Count von S. Soon after, the narrator feels haunted by the mysterious woman at the window. He sees the girl in his dreams. Theodore also receives information from Dr. F. K., who informs him that Count von S. fell in love with Countess Angelica, but later married her younger sister Gabrielle. Later, the Count moved in with Countess Angelica, by whom he gave birth to a illegitimate daughter, Edmonda. While Edwin's newborn daughter by his wife Gabrielle disappeared, the illegitimate Edmund was imposed on Countess Gabrielle as her own child. Countess died and Angelica lost her mind. So her father bought the old house and allowed Angelica and his servant to live in it.